the decision in North Belfast about the incinerator and the legal challenge against it, it's important that the Department for Infrastructure do everything in its power to protect the A5. And ultimately, on this occasion, although I don't want to see any further delay, I feel it was necessary by the Department to do so on this occasion to ensure that the project could go ahead as planned. So that was the reason for the adjournment until such times as there's some legal clarity around where we go from here. The Department felt this was the safest possible option, and I feel too on this occasion that it most likely is. Now, it's only a small delay. This will give a number of weeks for the Department and indeed the court to decide how we proceed. But I do know that it was difficult in getting to this stage in the last number of days because the Alternative A5 Alliance were doing everything in their power, the objectors to this project, to see this project, this hearing go ahead. Thankfully, the judge has listened to some reason and has allowed a postponement for a few weeks. But again, people out there are rightly very annoyed about the situation we find ourselves in. No minister at Stormont is causing this. No executive at Stormont is causing this. And political parties need to get together and get back into the Assembly and deal with these issues that our people face.
So hopefully now, after the 12th of October, there will be more movement on this.
I sincerely hope so. Whatever it takes to ensure that we get the A5 over the line, and more importantly, that we get boots on the ground to ensure the project materialises in real terms and that work can actually get underway in terms of construction. This small window over the next few weeks is about clarifying where the department can go from here. I sincerely hope that we can move forward and that the A5 can begin.